Welcome to Shom Machshava and Adav, Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishmas, Haim Yakushom, Le'ab HaSitzchok. We're holding in Bo Metzio, Daf Kuf Yud Beis. The morning Amud Aleph, the top of the Amud brings, the Pasuk tells us, Ve'ilu v'noises nafshoi. A sochir who's waiting for his payment, for his salary, he's putting his nefesh on the line. And the Gemara says, Kol ha'koivish schar sochir, anybody does not pay a worker, as if he's taking his nefesh away. We already mentioned in the previous shiur the Maharal that says that someone who's working to get a salary, so his pe'ulos to get to that tachlis, that menucha, that relaxation, that the goal of getting a salary, that's the pol yotze of his work. So this gives some meaning in the Gemara. You did not give him that pol yotze. He did not bring what he is working for, what he is putting his effort to fruition. But to add to that, Chazal and Sefer HaZoyar, Parshat Kedoshim, Chel Gimel Daf Pehei Amud Aleph, say Dvorim Noyroim Me'oid, very deep, but just to know the words of Chazal tell us. Chazal start by say that someone who does not pay the worker, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away years of his life. Why? Because the worker, as he is puffing and huffing, as he's working hard, all the havalim, all the air that he's breathing that comes out of his mouth, goes in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as if part of his nefesh is right now up there in Shemayim, waiting to receive the pol yotze, the tachlis of his work. Chazal continue and say, that Rav Nuno, when there's somebody who worked for him, so he would tell him to take his money right away. And Rav Nun used to tell him, Toil nafshecho dafkidas biyadoi. Take the nefesh that you deposited by me. By working for me, you're giving me the nefesh, and now I'm giving it back to you with your money. And even if the worker would tell him, I'm not interested in taking my money right now. I'll come take it later. He said, no, take it. Why? He says, if you give me your body as a pikodin, it would not be proper for me to hold on to it. Not hold on to pikodin of a nefesh. The pikodin of a nefesh is given only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we say, Biyotcho afkid ruchi. At kan is the words of the Zohar. So Chazal is teaching us something nifla moit. And this is following the footsteps of how the Maharal said it to us, that we mentioned the previous year. When the worker is working, his money is where his soul is put into, where his nefesh put into. He's putting his effort, his nefesh, as in return for the money. So the money is holding on the exchange of his hard work that he did with his body, with his nefesh. By giving it back, you're giving back the nefesh to the worker. And connect to this, we mentioned in the Baba Kama, which brought down near the Sfarim, the idea that really the money of Adam connects to his nefesh. It becomes part of who he is. Chazal telling us that the salary of a worker is the pikodon of his nefesh. And that is the chumra noyro that we have for someone who doesn't pay schar sochir on time. We'll conclude another remez lechasoit that's brought down shapsukim of the Rizal, Parash Kiteitze. And it says over there, he goes and says different remozim. We'll mention the main theme. Says the idea of Erev Shabbos, Tosefes Shabbos, has to do with paying the Socher on time. Because B'yoimoy Titen Schoroi is Rosh Tevois Shabbos. What does that mean? There's something called Tosefes Shabbos. A person can receive his Neshama Yaseir before Shabbos comes in, already during the weekday. He works during the weekday, works the Avodas Hashem, does Torah and Mitzvahs, and for that, he gets reward that he gets already at Tosefes Shabbos. He gets at his Shami Yaseiro before Shabbos. The Rizal goes on to say that the Chachamim get Tosefes Shabbos every single day. Every single day, they have a little bit of a Shami Yaseiro. That is a Pchino B'yoyim Oitit and Schore. Because Rizal is giving the reward right now, not waiting for Shabbos, Me'ein Olam Haba, to get the Schar. But in the day itself, in Yoy Moisa Choyl, Yimei Avoido, you already get the reward. That is the remez that we have in B'yomitin and Schorl. You give the worker what he does right away. You also get the reward, the Tosefes Shabbos, right away. And as the Arizal explains, What is it to Sefer Shabbos? It's the neshama yisiro, the extra neshama that you get. So according to this, tying this back to what we're learning, here we see that the idea of the nefesh, elav noises nafshoy, that we refer to the sachir, refers to the neshama, the nefesh of every yid. The remez of schar sachir is regarding neshama yisiro, then what belongs to the nefesh of every yid. Dvorim amuki mehoit. Anyone who wants to join Shomachshava, email us to Hotzogor, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.